Today is the first Sunday of Lent. So, Lent. Let's do a little bit talking about what Lent is. We talked with the children about burying Alleluia, so we will not be using the word Alleluia during the season of Lent. Now, I do understand that every Sunday is supposed to be a little Easter, and that we are to that we can not have to follow our Lenten discipline. But because we live in a world that is so fast-paced, and because we have a harder time dealing with Lent during the week, on Sundays we will also participate in Lent. Lent is about being tempted. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. Lent is about almsgiving and praying and self-examination. So I'm going to share with you a reading that a friend and colleague, Jeff Nelson, who's a young pastor up in Northern Ohio, wrote. I could say it all, but he writes it so beautifully, so I will share it with you. Lent, some things to remember. It's all about self-examination, not self-flagellation. You see, many people recoil at this season because it seems to be like a downer. Who wants to sit around beating themselves up? The larger point is to take honest stock of yourself, and that includes habits, behaviors, and attitudes that don't line up with God's vision. You're invited this time of year to examine yourself and to identify and seek God's help in transforming those things that hinder or even destroy life, including your own, rather than create it or build it up. Sure, doing that is a good chance of causing you to feel bad about some things, but the intent is to move through the discomfort of facing difficult truths into new ways of viewing God, oneself, and the world. It's about awareness, not artificial sacrifices. A common Lenten tradition is to give something up for the duration of the season. Over the years, I myself have given up chocolate, cookies, television, alcohol, the internet, and fast food. A critique that I see fairly often is how first world problems it all seems, as if staying off Facebook for 40 days is really supposed to bring you closer to God. True enough, but by itself giving up sweets probably won't do much for my spiritual life. But the other part of the equation is the awareness that this act of self-denial is meant to help cultivate. In part, you can consider how much time you may have spent indulging in the thing that you gave up and the disordered attachment that you have with it. In the meantime, you can fill that space instead with any number of spiritual practices, such as devotional time, meditation, Lectio Divino, and many others. It's about Jesus' suffering as well as ours. People see Lent as a downer, not just for the self-examination component, but because it focuses on Jesus' suffering, instead including his temptation in the wilderness and all the events of the final days leading up to his death. People are uncomfortable with this for a variety of reasons. But we don't focus on these events as voyeurs or glorifiers of violence. Instead, we are meant to journey with Jesus through them, sorrowing with him. The reason for this is twofold. One, to feel the suffering of these events as integral and inescapable part of Jesus' life. And two, to consider how God suffers along with us in the same way. Holy Week makes Easter what it is. I get it. Your week is busy and there's premium on those weeknight hours. Getting to Maundy Thursday services take a lot of planning, rearranging. It seems too big of a hassle to attempt. Nevertheless, the events of Jesus' passion, complete with his agony, uncertainty, emptiness, and seemingly finality, are what gives Easter its celebratory power. We can't understand the joy of the resurrection without traveling through the crucifixion. If you can't make it to a service during the week, reflectively read one of the gospel accounts a little each day as a substitute that might possibly happen. Lent was made for people, not people for Lent. This season is what you make of it. Take up practices that speak to you. Leave behind those that don't. The journey won't be and isn't meant to be the same for any two people. to observe practices that are going to be burdensome, arbitrary, or based on another's expectations rather than help open your heart to the possibilities of the Spirit is counterproductive. No matter the specifics, the ultimate goal is for you to deepen your awareness of and your relationship with God, to immerse yourself in the road to the cross, the way Jesus did. The way you mark this time is between you and God. However you do it, be inspired and transformative. Five thoughts about Lent and what it's about. During this season of Lent, like I said, the Old Testament texts all deal with covenant. Today is the covenant that God made with Noah. Now, let's think about this story. It is a story that we probably all know, but do you know that it contradicts itself at times? The story is two stories intermeshed together, and it reveals a lot about God. At one point in this story, two animals go onto the ark. At another point in the story, seven animals go on and off the ark. As you see, it's a story about God's changing. You see, the bow, we talk about it as a rainbow, but really the bow was a weapon that God and the people at that time used, the bow and arrow. God hangs the bow of the bow and arrow in the sky, and so God changes. God disarms God's self. Yes, it is great to see all those colors of the rainbow. It is wonderful to know that when the rainbow comes out, we know that God is not going to destroy the earth with a flood again. But really, literally, that is a symbol of war, a weapon. And so God places that bow in the sky so that God can disarm God's self. That God will not lift up violence again. God is changing to show how God operates. God changes to keep the conversation going. God will not leave us alone. God is so grieved over the things that are happening in the world then and in the world now that God has to change God's self in order for us to hear. But God's not going to give up. God is always there. So during this season of Lent, during this time when we gather to look at ourselves, to hide our word, to be about opening ourselves up on this journey to God, how can we keep the conversation going? How does the bow in the sky change you? How does the bow in the sky disarm you like it disarmed God? God is never going to destroy the earth again with a flood. God put down violence. God still listens, and God is still grieved over how we act towards one another. So this season of Lent, let's be on our journey together. Let's listen to one another. Let's care for one another. And let's keep the conversation going with one another. I invite you to this season of Lent for self-examination, for being aware of what God places before us, about Jesus' suffering, about what it means to go through Lent and the crucifixion to get to Easter, and that it is between you and God what you do. Thanks be to God that we have these options and these questions and these thoughts that are all part of us. Amen.